Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I would just like to present to you a short lesson today as we continue in our series and our study on prophetic lessons from the coronavirus crisis. And we have several lessons here available for you. There's actually 16. This will be 17 in the whole series. Some of those are more detailed lessons. Some of them are introductory and other information, but 17 lessons now with this one that you can watch. And thank you for joining me here on Sermon Audio to participate in this online Bible study. I'd love to get your reaction. And one great way you can send that is on my Facebook page, facebook.com/psharf.foi. I've been out ministering in churches once again, which is why I frankly have fallen behind, and I do apologize here with my online Bible study, trying to make this at least a weekly study, and actually trying to do more than that to get through the coronavirus issue while it's still on the front burner, although I think it may be there for a while, but still we want to stick with this and then also move on to other things. And so I just wanted to post a short lesson today, because the good news is the reason I'm falling behind in my online efforts is because we've been out traveling again and able to be out in churches. And last week I was gone all week teaching at a Bible camp. And so it's been hard to maintain all of that and do all of the things that I started doing during the time we were shut down. We're still not able to be devoted entirely in our ministry with Friends of Israel. We're raising support to be able to do that. And so I do apologize. Please bear with me and stay with me. I'd love to have you keep coming back to watch this study. But also, as we're traveling, we're out in churches, we're meeting new people and presenting to new people and advertising this series. So I wanted to give something for them to come in. Here's an entrance point. You can go back and, of course, watch all the previous lessons, but maybe you need something to sort of stir your mind and stir your interest before you're going to do that. So I wanted to present a short new message today. And this is all things that you've seen before if you've watched all the way through, but hopefully even in that presented with just a fresh encouragement for you and excitement. And I hope it will truly edify you today as we just have this special short message for new listeners. Remind everyone, the coronavirus crisis illustrates prophesied future events. And you can go back and see some of that in previous lessons. We don't believe they're fulfilling events, but they're offering foreshadows of future events that will be fulfilled in the tribulation. And as we deal with them, we must have a solidly biblical and prophetic perspective on all that we're seeing unfolding before us. And as we think about that, we realize most people don't have that solidly biblical and prophetic perspective. They're desperate for answers. They're desperate for help. They're wondering, what is happening to my country? What is happening in our culture? What in the world is going on? Does God say anything about this? Does the Bible speak about this time? So we need to be armed with information and answers, and the ability to help people and show them what God has said about events that are coming, and more importantly, how they can be prepared eternally so that their spirit can be with Christ, with God in heaven forever, and not suffering through the events of the coming tribulation. And friend, if that is your case today, if you really don't know God and really don't have answers for what is going to happen because you don't understand the biblical truth about these things, because you don't even understand the gospel, I would point you to the fact that Christ, the eternal Son of God, became also man, died on the cross for your sins in your place, and rose again so you could have forgiveness of sin and eternal life in heaven with him if you will trust in him today to be your Savior. God became man to be your Savior, to be the Messiah. Will you trust in him, in Jesus Christ, the second person, the eternal Son of God, the second person of the Godhead? He is the Savior. He is God and man. He can save you. And once he has saved you, you can begin to develop this biblical and prophetic perspective on everything that you see in the world. You can have hope and understanding and wisdom in the midst of chaos and in the midst of this crisis. Now, again, many don't have this hope, and so we need to be prepared to help them. Dr. Mark Hitchcock, he said, even people who don't believe the Bible, they're not Christians, but they seem to have this collective sense of angst that something big or ominous is out there. Well, what an opportunity. What an opportunity we have to go and tell these people what we know, what we're learning. I pray this series will help you to do that, friends. Dr. Hitchcock's book, Corona Crisis, will also help you to do that. That, of course, is one of the resources I'm using as I'm preparing this series, and I encourage you to use it, read it, buy a stack, and give them away like gospel tracts. Corona Crisis, Plagues, Pandemics, and the Coming Apocalypse, Mark Hitchcock from Thomas Nelson. And then one more quote, Dr. Woodrow Kroll. This is from our interviews on Israel, the very first one I conducted with Dr. Kroll as the guest. And he talked about some of the past history of interest in Bible prophecy. And he said, in the mid-70s, we became enthralled with prophecy. Then that kind of waned after a while. I think we lost a perspective on what is next, he said. But then as we turn to the next slide, the hair on our back should just, on the back of our neck should just stand up straight. Because he says that pendulum is going to swing back. And friends, it is swinging back. It will swing back. And we're seeing it swing back. We haven't had a time like this. We need to take advantage of this opportunity. The last time like this was 9/11. And, you know, 9/11 afterward, it actually had some really good things. Were almost sentimental for the way we as a country came together at that time. And we showed patriotism and pride in America. And there were some wonderful displays of unity and just reverence and thanks to God for our country. But you know what? Even though maybe some of the things, some of the ways we responded after 9/11 maybe were a lot healthier than many of the things we're seeing in our culture right now. However, it really wasn't a spiritual revival. It really was quite short-lived. It soon gave way to other issues like the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that turned into political battles and ideological battles and all kinds of controversies and all kinds of concerns of all things related to those wars, along what they've been called the longest war, the war on terror, the longest war in our country's history. And all that to say, you know, nothing else happened after 9/11. Thank God there was no other attack or anything like that. And at the time, we didn't know if life would ever be normal again, but it was. It did really return to normal. Now it changed. It changed so much about the world, but we learned to live with the changes, and people that were just kids or young children even on 9/11 started to grow up and don't even remember it. And, you know, life sort of went on. And it doesn't seem like looking back like that time really made any deep spiritual impact. It doesn't seem like for any lasting time there was any real interest, for instance, in Bible prophecy. But I think this time, though it's a very different type of a crisis, and there's all kinds of different factors, not just a single day of terror attacks. And though perhaps we're not seeing some of the goodness in the responses that we saw after 9/11, we're not seeing anything necessarily we're going to ever look back and be sentimental about. We certainly are not coming together as a country. We certainly are not seeing lots of outbreaks of patriotism and pride in America. We're seeing much of the opposite. And yet, I think it's a greater opportunity. It's much longer lasting. It's much more multifaceted. And while I never would have wished for any of this for our country, we must take advantage spiritually of this opportunity that we have. And we have, I think, even much more greater interest in Bible prophecy right now than we ever had surrounding 9/11. And we've got to take advantage of that. We've got to get information and answers and resources out to people in a way that stirs their minds, that draws their attention, that holds their attention. Because, friends, that pendulum is swinging back. And I really think it may stay back for a while, because I feel that perhaps we are moving very deeply into the end of the church age. And if that's the case, I would not be surprised if people's attention, you know, God is drawing their attention to these issues more and more, and that will perhaps continue to intensify. And we just all the more need to be ready and need to be able to help them biblically, having first grounded ourselves in a biblical understanding of these times. Thank you for joining me today, friends, for this short lesson. I hope it will build you up in the faith, and I just pray that God will bless you as you take the things that you learn and share them with others. Share this video. That would be an easy way to begin to help others and to give information about what is happening in the world today. He's placed us here for such a time as this. May we serve him. May we be faithful. Thank you, friends. God bless you.